I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, Kyle Quinn in for Hugh today. Luke Nichols behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. It is quarter century week here on the WIP Midday Show. So we just unveiled our top five Sixers of the last quarter century. I went Iverson, Embiid, Iguodala, Drew Holiday, Tyrese Maxey. Elliot Shore-Parks put Ben Simmons on his list.
Pathetic.
It is. Now, look, I'm a little bit annoyed at Elliot. I'm mostly annoyed at the Sixers that they led him down that path. But I think you might be onto something, Kyle, that Ben shouldn't even have consideration.
No. If anything, there should be an empty slot. If you want to just go four, I might be okay with that. So I think I had the same list as Elliot: Iverson, Embiid, Maxey, Iguodala. I put James Harden there.
Harden?
Yeah, Harden.
Playing like 70-something games
He won us a game in the Celtics series.
Oh,
Ben
God.
Simmons
then
lost us.
Then he also quit in game seven.
Well, hold on. What did Ben Simmons do? He quit on the team.
Well, he did.
I mean, Harden going to China and calling Daryl Morey a liar might have been enough for me to just put him on the list in general. Like, yeah, that was a hilarious moment.
Might be the most honest moment of the Sixers last 25 years.
But if you think about it, Harden has a better playoff moment than Ben Simmons ever did.
Well, Ben doesn't have a playoff moment.
Well, he does. It's
not
a very good one.
I guess his other one is chasing Kawhi into the corner as Kawhi shot the ball over his hand.
Yeah. And the refusing the dunk thing is like one of the most infamous plays in Sixers history.
It might be one of the most infamous plays in NBA history think about it. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It was a disgrace.
I remember the still shot of it. Like when you just look at the photo and you're like, that guy had the ball there and didn't try to dunk it.
Yeah. I mean, that Harden showing up the game seven hungover.
Yeah, there's a lot there. There is. All right, would it be crazy to put Ben Simmons on the Sixers quarter century top five? I'm with you. I think it's almost principle more than his accolades, right?
Yeah, like why would we do that to ourselves?
Right, like I understand he made an all-star team or two. Like I understand he was a good player for a 3 or 4 year stretch and then it went bad. But why would you do that?
And it's I don't know what this really speaks to. Because I guess there's fewer players that fill out a Sixers roster. Like, you have a starting five. But the Flyers have had, I mean, shared a very similar amount of success as the Sixers have over the last 25 years. It's way easier to come up with a list of top five Flyers, I would think, than Sixers.
Yeah. Is it because all the Sixers have been disappointing? We wanted more.
Yeah,
we expected
we're just
more.
Angry with them.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I think that has to be it. And plus, like I said, there's probably just more Flyers to choose from.
There's also something to how much Iverson really did drag a team to the finals.
Oh,
because
no question.
They have a team that played in the finals in this 25-year period we're talking about. And it's hard to... Like, I know Mutombo was mentioned, but like it's hard to think of another Sixer from that team that... I mean, Elliot's mentioned George Lynch. I mean, like, let's be real here. Like, there's an... And those guys were... He was a good player, and so was Aaron McKee, but they're...
Six man.
Yeah, right. Like, that team was Iverson and a bunch of role players.
Yeah, you're not going Eric Snow. Like, it was tough because I was like, well, I'll just go back to that era and find a guy to replace Ben Simmons. I couldn't really do that. I mean, you could put Mutombo there if you want. If you want to be petty and leave Ben Simmons off, which I encourage everybody to do. But I'm curious, like, if you're not going to put Ben Simmons on, who would you go to?
I know.
I think I had to go with Harden.
215-592-9494. Your top five Sixers of the last 25 years. It is quarter century week. And, of course, the Schwarber thing. And last night with the swing off, I would be open to seeing it in a real game. I never thought I would say that. I feel like I'm becoming this, like, new school guy. I want to see all these new things. But I'd be open to it. Kyle, I feel like you're hating it more as the show goes along.
Yeah, I'm transitioning into the biggest baseball guy on the show. I think that's becoming very clear. I mean, don't ruin my sport. What was Harper saying about the pitch clock? We want our game back?
Yeah, now everyone's fine with it.
Yeah, well...
Now we can't imagine baseball without it.
I don't know if they're fine with it. If you... Again, there's endorsing it and begrudgingly accepting it. I've begrudgingly accepted it.
But isn't that every change in sports? We kind of like, and then we get there.
But we're back to the turd analogy. I'm forced to eat the turd. I'm not going to not watch baseball. That doesn't mean it doesn't taste like a turd.
Yeah, well, that's...
Tastes like a turd.
But eventually, you just got to deal with it. All right, would you be open to ending a real MLB game with Home Run Derby? I'm actually a little surprised at the voting. I expected today on this, on our poll question, it to be like 90-10 no. I expected most people to be like, come on, that's Mickey Mouse.
I'm surprised at the Twitter people I could actually see being
73% no, 27% yes so far.
It's the callers I'm more surprised at. I'm surprised we even got one saying do it.
Well, they like fun. Oh, you see this, Luke? They like fun.
Now, what if they put this in, and instead of being able to pick who you got, it was just the next three in the lineup? So say nine innings ends, you go into the swing off, and then you had 7-8-9 do up, or the Mets had 1-2-3 or vice versa.
So Stott, Marsh, Rojas.
Yep.
Yeah, we could just end the game
against
right
Lindor,
there.
Lindor, Soto, and Alonso.
Can we forfeit?
I guess there could be some strategy to that too, though. Like, think about it. Like, all right,
so do you play for the tie or something?
Or like, in a sense, do you play for the tie? Do you almost get yourself picked off to end an inning so the next run is your guys? I mean, you probably wouldn't because you don't want to.
Yeah. But now we're watering this one. Like, that would be such a joke. If somebody's getting intentionally thrown
extra
out at
innings
second.
They start extra innings with a runner on second base. We've already transitioned to joke status.
But it's not like that's so much closer to what baseball is than what this crap would be. Hold on. And now you got me calling it crap. I had a lot of fun last night.
See, I didn't sound like you did.
And now I have to hate the whole thing.
You know what? Also, meanwhile, I'm over here comparing Drew Holiday to Ben Simmons because I really think Drew Holiday's a better player than Ben Simmons. It should be on the list. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego, and then we got to give you a second clue for Q's Clues. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, I've got a top five list of my own that I just came up with.
Okay.
If you have a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the top five producers. So number five is Adam. Number four is Buzz.
Who's Adam?
Number three is James Seltzer.
I can see where this is going.
Number two is Francisco. And number one, my man, Luke.
Wow, that's Luke got to number
list.
One.
I love that one.
First, a couple thoughts off the jump. Kyle not on the list is a good take or an interesting take.
We have beef.
You're gonna make you
it's
upset.
Personal.
Yep. But the other one, I got to say, it feels a little high for Fran. I love Fran. Fran at two?
Wow. Also, who is Adam?
We don't have an Adam.
We don't have an Adam.
You know what, Joe?
What's that?
The first three are so inviting and so warm when you call them. They're asking you how your day was going. It's just a pleasant conversation you have. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, I've never had a chance to talk to Buzz, and I don't even know if Adam exists.
Adam's not
he
real.
Doesn't.
Fact,
we don't have an Adam.
I think of Kyle and Jack Fritz, I got to throw open my mouth a little bit.
Well, you see what happens, Aaron, when I'm not back there. You're completely off the rails, talking about nonsense that nobody really else cares about. You made up a guy named Adam. Do you have anything on the swing off? Do you have anything on the top five list, Adam? And I see you there in the YouTube chat, buddy. I'm surprised you even called in after what you were saying.
Here's what I do have is I started listening this morning, and I started recording the broadcast because what I'm going to do is I'm going to use it as a sleep aid tonight when I need to fall asleep. You got to come with more energy. You got to come with more fire.
What are you talking about? I'm sorry I don't start every show off with good morning, Philadelphia.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shut up.
No, you came off with, hey, should we do the home run derby in MLB?
That's not what I said.
Hold on a second. Are you a media critic or caller, Aaron? What do you got for us today?
No, here's I want a piece of you too, Giglio, today.
Okay.
Because did I hear you say that if you were a GM, you would take the kid from you take Herbert or what's the guy from Detroit? What's his name?
So no, Goff. What I said was I agreed with Elliot that if there was a redraft of quarterbacks today, like the actual GMs were making the picks, Herbert would go ahead of Hurts. I believe that.
He absolutely would. With what we know.
With what we've seen on the teams they're on. Yes.
You're telling me that if they went back and drafted players, you're telling me that these people would be taken before Hurts?
Well, Herbert would. I don't believe Goff would. He's older, and I think the mobility of Hurts and the longevity, Hurts would go above Goff. I believe Hurts would go above Stafford because Stafford's 37 years old. But if they're starting teams today and you tell me every GM has every pick of every player, I think Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, Herbert, Daniels all go above Hurts.
Hey, guess what? That's why the Cincinnati Bengals are the Cincinnati Bengals. The Buffalo Bills are the Buffalo Bills.
What does that even mean?
The Chargers are the Chargers.
The only reason those teams are good is because of the quarterbacks.
It's the winning aspect of it.
Do you realize what the Bengals were before Burrow got there? Joe Burrow took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. Like, that's like walking on water. Do you realize how hard that is?
Guess what, Joe? Joe, if Burrows is on the Eagles, he's throwing for 200 and 250 yards.
You call him Burrows?
If Allen is on the Eagles, he's throwing for 250 yards.
Definitely.
Maybe, but they're also winning the Super Bowl.
The ball is the most important thing. It manages the clock. It manages turnovers.
Let me ask you a question, Aaron. Do you think the Eagles were dumb until week four? Like, the Eagles that we all know are the best team.
Okay, that's another point, Joe.
No.
Joe,
Stop. You think the Eagles?
Listen to me.
No, stop.
Listen.
You think the Eagles looked at their team and they didn't know what they had until week four, or they said, "Hey, Jalen's not really playing that well. We got to lean on the running game." Like, you think they didn't realize what Saquon Barkley was and this offensive line was before week six?
No, what I think, Joe, is that they used the first 4 weeks to experiment with the offense. Mm. Find out what works and what doesn't work.
Smart.
And by week five, they had their they already had their offense in place and they were ready to rock and roll.
Hmm.
Now they went on a winning streak.
This is amazing. It's amazing.
Why did they lose that game to Washington?
Because the defense was horrendous. Jaden Daniels threw five touchdowns.
Because Jalen went down with an injury.
They scored on the field. You know they scored in the 30s, right? Their defense was like the one time their defense didn't play well.
Right, because we weren't able to control the clock with Pickett. He's not the same quarterback as Hurts.
Well, everyone knows that. Kenny Pickett is barely a Brown.
Yeah, the bar is Kenny Pickett.
Yo, here's the breaking news for everybody out there. You can expect the first 4 weeks of this season to be just like the ones last season and the season before that, because the teams are going to experiment. They're bringing in a brand new offensive coordinator. They're going to see what works. They already know that they've got Saquon and they've got the offensive line. So just expect us to be our heads popping off the top of our heads, because they're going to try different things.
But if the passing game works better in September this year, you think they're going to stop throwing the football?
No, but I think that what they'll do is they'll have a happy medium. Because you guys,
right?
You guys
if they throw it better, do you think they'll throw it more?
Yes, they'll. Throw
so
it a
they want
bit
to throw it more. They want if they have it their way, they'll throw it more.
I think they want to do whatever is going to.
No,
take
they
them
no
to
no no. They
Super
want
Bowl.
To throw it more. Here's what drives me crazy about this. It's basic math. What do you get more yards every time you do throw or run?
Well, I don't know. Do you?
Well, Aaron. I know. Even with Saquon Barkley, Saquon averaged about 5.5 yards a carry. Jalen averaged about 8 yards an attempt, and yet they still threw the ball less than anybody else. Why?
Because their running game is a freaking machine. Do you think the Detroit Lions would have chosen to throw the ball at the end of last season, or do you think they would rather have run it down teams' throats? They had to throw the ball because they had to score points.
Right. They had Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery.
What's that? Their defense was so bad.
Right,
I
know.
Their offense was their only weapon that they had.
Yeah, I just don't understand the point on why Jalen's better than Joe Burrow. Like, I don't get it.
Because he's a winner, dude.
He's not. Oh,
go watch this QB season on Netflix.
Aaron, if Josh Sweat won the MVP of the Super Bowl last year, is he the best defensive end in football? He's just a winner, right?
Who, Joe Burrow?
Yeah, Joe Burrow. Thanks for listening.
If Josh Sweat won the MVP of the Super Bowl, is he the best pass rusher in the NFL?
No.
Then it's the same thing, Aaron. Don't you understand what you're saying?
Your logic is just moronic, dude. Drop it.
Could Joe Burrow or Jackson put a ball on Devontae Smith like Hurts did?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
They do it every week, those guys. They're great players.
You guys beat this guy up about his accuracy, and then he throws dimes.
You called in to talk about him, first of all.
And then he throws the ball 60 yards.
I don't know if I've ever criticized his accuracy. I think Jalen's accurate. I think he throws a beautiful deep ball. I think what drives me crazy is they're overrating him for no reason. Just be happy we have the fifth or sixth best quarterback in pro football.
That's not enough.
Why does he have to be the number one guy when he's obviously not? Doesn't it stand out to you, Aaron, that GMs and coaches and executives have him ninth and you have him first? Who do you think is probably more accurate in that?
I think I'm more accurate.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate the stubbornness.
GMs have mediocre teams because they're not looking for the intangibles, which are the mental outlook, the winning mentality, the locker room presence.
Took 7 sacks in
all that. They just simply look at arm talent.
All right.
Do you think Joe Burrow would have won the Super Bowl with the Eagles last year?
Yes!
Without question.
No.
Get him out of here, dude. No. I can't take this.
Without question.
He's the worst. Aaron is the worst. I can't do it.
I
can't do it.
I need to take a time out here. I need a time out for my own self. All right, Kyle, why don't you give everyone, now that Aaron just did that to us, why don't you give everyone a second clue? We have a great prize to give away today. As much as I am ready to crumble up all the papers in front of me and throw them away and walk out, we have a pair of tickets to the Phillies and the Red Sox Tuesday, July 22nd, 6:45. It is Y2K Retro Night, celebrating the year 2000. Ike Reese, along with John LeClair. Every time I read this, I laugh. I love all these guys, but it's just funny. John LeClair, Mark Jackson, and Ike Reese will be changing a base during the third inning. There's a Nelly concert after the game. All right. First clue today for Q's clues was?
He was an Eagle of the last quarter century.
All right. Now, clue number two.
Yeah. All right. When we workshopped this in the meeting, I thought it was funny. The more I think about it, the more cruel I think it is to say it this way. So he was here with the Eagles for 3 Eagles coaches. He spanned 3 Eagles coaches and... that does not include 1 interim coach. So I was going to say 4 Eagles coaches.
Yeah, but that's cruel.
Very cruel. He spanned 3 Eagles coaches.
Okay.
Including, or not including an interim coach.
Okay, so he spanned 3 long-term Eagles coaches.
Yes.
Guys that were here
for a good while. And now that also gives you a little bit of a timeline, I would think.
This is the clue, really. It's not a player that was here for 10 minutes, right? This guy was here for 3 different coaches. All right, that's clue number 2. Let's go to John at Cherry Hill. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, John. What's up?
Good. Just want to put my take in on that home run derby to finish the game.
Yeah, what do you think?
Honestly, I'd be for it, but like I would do it. Even, honestly, I hate the slog of like 18 plus inning games. It gets really boring real quick for me.
Mm-hmm.
So like a set, like I don't know, like 4 or 5 innings, and then if it's still tied, I would go to the home run derby after that.
So I am, John, I thought about that like if it ever actually becomes a thing in Major League Baseball, I think the way you framed it could end up being how they do it. Like they do the ghost runner, whatever you call it, Manfred runner, for like, I don't know, 10th, 11th, 12th. So let's just use that as a kind of a time frame. And then if nobody had won the game through 11 or 12 innings, then they go to the swing off. John, if it ever happens, I think that might be the way it works.
Yeah, I think it'd be like the most fair way. And honestly, it'd be like an exciting addition to baseball.
I think it would be too. I thought last night, and I expected not to like it because I was like, oh, really? We're doing a swing off? It's kind of, it's not baseball. And then I watched it happen, and I watched Schwarber win, and I was like, this is cool. This is awesome. It got my attention to where I, typically at that point, I'm probably rolling my eyes at the All-Star game. John, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Q's clues?
Yeah, I guess, he has been here the past since the 2000s and 3 head coaches?
Yes.
Jason Kelsey?
Jason Kelsey's a good guess. It's not it. But that works. I mean, Kelsey was here for Reed. Actually, Kelsey was here for 4 coaches,
he
right?
He fits the criteria.
Yeah.
I appreciate him listening.
Man, Jason Kelsey spanned 4 coaches. Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
That is a lot. And I'm not going to blame the students when they get the wrong guesses you.
Yeah, well, this is usually the time of the show where Hugh is blaming all of the students.
I will take full accountability.
Yep.
But I think it's going well so far.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. Once we get to if no one wins by 1 o'clock, that's when the pressure tightens on the person giving the clues.
Yeah,
you start feeling the pressure a little bit. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Yo, man, how y'all doing today?
Good, Will. What's up?
All right. Listen, man, like I said, man, when we're talking about Jalen Hurts, man, I just want to say this, man. Like, this guy has been the most hardest working Eagle and most improving Eagle, bro. Like, he did exactly what I said that the Eagles and what our baseball team need to do is look at them tapes when the last time y'all walked off the field. You know what I mean? When y'all was in the World Series. You know what I'm saying? And look at that feeling. And that's what Jalen did. And I said that before Jalen even brought that up, right? That is something that will motivate you. Jalen Hurts has been the type of quarterback that, you know what, he said, listen, I'm going to step back, and I'm going to let what we need to get done be done. And he said, if Saquon coming in, if we need to pound the run, and that's something that I said early in the season, you could play back the tapes too, right? And I said, I wanted Derrick Henry here, but y'all could Saquon. You know what I'm saying? And you know we had that argument. Mm-hmm. But,
and it hasn't dropped.
And you were wrong.
Right. And I was right. And Derrick Henry will have the – listen – Derrick Henry was about to. I ain't going.
They're both great. Yeah. I mean, they're both great. I mean,
you lost.
Yeah. But I'm gonna keep it with Jalen.
Okay.
But Jalen, I'm going front, man. Jalen has done what no other quarterback has done, man. He went through all these different offensive coordinators, and he made sure that he got better. Whatever it takes to win, and that's what he did, and that's what he done for this Super Bowl season, and he's going to do it again. But what I want to say about Jalen, man, he's dedicated. And one thing I want to say, you got to know your players, right, as far as a coach, right? And Sirianni, he bonded with the players. He got to know them, and he knew what they could do. And he knew the proper pieces to bring in as far as the defense to make us get over that edge.
Well, I'll say this about Sirianni. It was the best thing he's done in two of his years is flip the offense during the season. I mean, he recognized what they had, where their strength was.
Right.
It got them to the playoffs in 21, and it won them the Super Bowl last year. Will, give us a guess here. Cues, clues. Who's he talking about?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. But I'm going to go with Deuce Staley.
Deuce Staley. I don't believe he spanned that many coaches, but he certainly was here in the time span we're talking about. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. We'll come back. Your calls on all of this. Sixers top five. Is it crazy to have Ben Simmons on the top five Sixers for the last 25 years? We think it is. Elliot had him there. What's your Sixers top five? The swing off. Would it be a way you'd be okay ending real games? And something else happened in the All-Star game last night. We're going to see in Major League Baseball very soon. We'll react to that next. Your calls, cues, clues as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.